I'm Duncan MacLeod, and this is the Tech Central podcast brought to you today by Introstat. I'm joined now by William Dupre, the Executive Sales Manager at Introstat, for a discussion on the benefits of businesses signing up with a managed print services partner. William, welcome to the podcast. Tell me a little bit about Introstat and what it is you guys do. I see you were founded all the way back in 1989.
Yeah. Good morning, Duncan. Thanks for having me. Introstat's been around for a long, long time. Been in the print business since 1989. The business has been built on print. Over the years, what Introstat has done, it's obviously moved along and evolved a little bit. Initially, felt built on selling inks and toners as a consumable transactional item, moving quite successfully into the management services space and more recently into the enterprise space. So we do have quite a wide portfolio. We've got a long history with HP in particular. I've been around for a long time, and hopefully we'll be around for a few more years to come.
Yeah, despite everything that 2020 has thrown at us so far, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. How have you guys been coping through the COVID situation?
So I think it certainly tested the agility of the organization. I think that becoming more mobile when the lockdown came in, we adjusted quite nicely. Predominantly our business is office-based. We, a large part of our staff are based at the office, and we had to make that change, and we had to make that change quickly. We eat our own, for lack of a better phrase, we eat our own dog food. So we do sell connectivity services. We sell hosted services. So we're fortunate enough that we make use of those services prior COVID, and we adapted quite nicely and found our feet very, very quickly, which was very fortunate.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned your portfolio. You mentioned that you're a longtime partner of HP's, but maybe take us through that portfolio that you have in a bit more detail.
So from an HP perspective, obviously a large part of the business was based on print. More recently, we've moved into the hardware space of selling workstations, desktops, and laptops or notebooks. And it's proved quite successful for us. And been an HP partner since 1989. I haven't been with the business since 1989, but I know since the metal statuses were introduced to HP from a rewards perspective and acknowledgement of partner status, Introstat's been a platinum partner. So long history with HP, access to the full portfolio of products. Been around a while.
Okay, and you've got offices right around the country, three main centers. How big is the team?
So Introstat right now employs a little over 160 people around the country. Our obviously largest office based in Johannesburg, in Lindbrough Business Park. We do have offices in Durban. We employ a little over 60 people in Durban, and then we've got offices in the Western Cape, in Cape Town there, with a few over 30 staff there as well. So fair size organization, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, William, we're going to talk today about the benefits of companies having a managed print services partner. I have to start here. What does a managed print services partner do exactly?
So I think there's a few definitions for it. Ultimately, what we like to do is take control of your print environment. So manage the devices for you, look at your print environment and look at some policies that you may have around printing, some rules that you may have around printing, some proactive and services and maintenance around that, and basically managing your print environment.
Okay. So how do you begin a discussion with the client? What are the important considerations that need to be taken into account?
So I think a point of discussion is always does the customer have any sort of print management services in place? And then we would take the conversation from there, understanding what they currently have in their environment, what are the business requirements from a print need perspective, and then start asking questions around what is the requirement? What do we need to put in place? How do we make them more efficient? How do we make it more cost-effective? How do we improve the business? So the solution must be an enabler. It's not an answer to everyone's questions around business, but it certainly should enable the business to be better at what they are. So it should be a support service, yeah.
Yeah, so take me through typically what those conversations are you have with clients. And when you go in there for the first time and have a look at the environment, what typically do you find? What is happening that's inefficient? and what typically you advise them that they need to do?
So I think a large part of it is people like to have printers on their desks. So they think that it allows them to be more efficient. So you generally walk into an office environment and there are printers all over the place. Everybody seems to have their own printer. So you want to consolidate that. What people don't realize is that when they have that small printer on the desk, the running cost of that device, although from a capital outright purchase perspective, the device seems quite affordable, they don't understand the running cost of that device. So what we try and do is we try and look at a consolidation in terms of saying, okay, what are you printing that's so important to your business? And does everybody really need to print to a printer on their desk? So you start looking at consolidations and start trying to make the business more effective. So if you can say that there's 20 people employed in the business and you say, okay, hold on, not everybody needs a printer. You could potentially consolidate that into three devices depending on what the requirements need. So are they printing A4? Is it a networkable device? Do they need a multifunctional printer? So does it need to scan, copy, and do all the multifunctional functions? How many people need to be logged onto that machine? What sort of volume are they printing? Do they need A3? Do they need color? Those sort of questions.
Yeah, and we've spoken, the industry has spoken about the paperless office, the paperless environment for decades now. Are we seeing any shift towards digital storage instead of people just hitting that print button all the time? Or are we as a species so attuned to wanting to print everything out and have it in our hands that the paperless office is just a pipe dream?
So in my experience at Intrastat over the last couple of years, I think I still think there is space for print. I don't think it's as dynamic as it used to be in the past, in my opinion. Volumes are certainly dropping off. What COVID did was expose it completely.
Yeah.
Obviously, with everybody having to work from home, we did see an increase in purchases of inks and ink devices because obviously people had to print certain documents at home. But generally, the print drop-off has been drastic. So I think an event or a pandemic like COVID has changed it, has pushed that digital transformation quite aggressively. So we've seen that in our print volumes, and the print volumes have dropped off quite significantly, unfortunately. But we're seeing a big uptake in server storage. So we as an organization are very fortunate that our portfolio is quite diverse, that we are able to grow in other areas while there could be potential pressures in others.
Do you think that shift is permanent, or do you think once everyone's back at the office, people will start printing again like they did before?
Duncan, if I had a crystal ball, I don't think we'd be sitting having this conversation. it's going to be difficult. In my opinion, I think there's certainly going to be a hybrid approach going forward. I look at our business experience as it is at the moment. We've learned to work remotely. We've learned to work from home. But there's also a need for people to socialize. So we're finding people are coming through to the office just to feed off the energy, feed off the personalities and what's happening at the office. So it also depends on the individual.
Yeah.
We've got people in our business, and I talk from experience in our business, where people have the self-discipline or the characteristics, inherent characteristics, to work successfully at home in an environment by themselves where they don't need someone to watch what they're doing. And then we have people that don't have those characteristics that need to come to the office to be successful. So I think it's going to be a hybrid approach where you're going to have some people come in, and I think business the agilities of business is going to be tested in that you're going to have a hybrid approach to your workforce where you can have them come to the office or have them work from home, whatever suits the need at the time. Yeah, so it's going to be very interesting.
People will always have the need to print, so even if they are working from home, if they're a work-from-home employee. I mean, during this COVID period, did you see trends amongst your clients of maybe employees taking printers home so that they can print, or has there been a greater demand for printers that are connected to the internet to allow people to print remotely and then they go and pick up their print out at the office when they happen?
Absolutely. I mean, we in fact helped some customers move equipment. So we helped some customers take some printers home and set it up in their home environment. So fortunately, they didn't have to go through the additional expense of purchasing a new printer, and then depending on how their IT infrastructure is set up, they could connect to their network, and you could still manage that device remotely. So the possibility is there. It all depends on how that particular organization has set up the network and the accessibility of the printer to that network. Mm. So yes, we did do that, and we did start servicing customers' printers from their homes, absolutely.
Interesting. And a greater demand for these sort of internet-connected devices that will allow this sort of remote print work to be done.
Yeah, absolutely. Depending on how the setup is at home, some of the printers do have wireless functionality, so it's easy to go home, find a power source, switch it on, connect wirelessly. Some printers don't have that functionality, so you'd have to have some sort of little switch in your home environment with a network cable that would be able to connect to that printer. Mm. So it was very, very interesting to the different setups. But I think a lot of organizations were tested. It took them some time to accommodate. And I think when the president made that announcement of the country going into lockdown level 5 on the 26th of March,
yeah,
I think a lot of people shifted quite quickly.
Yes, yes. It's been certainly been an interesting time. Now, William, your managed print services, if I call them that, using the word twice, are they aimed at a particular size of company, or is this applicable to even the smallest companies?
So Intrastat's quite interesting in that way. We don't concentrate on any particular vertical within organizations, and we don't concentrate on a particular side. We do have a sweet spot in terms of size of businesses that we trade with, but it's not a core focus. So we don't say, okay, we can't focus on a business because they have too many seats or too little seats. I think with HP's portfolio, from a print perspective, it gives you the agility to be able to provide a solution to a one-man show right up to a 10,000-seated business.
Yes.
So you've got that flexibility within the portfolio to be able to provide a solution for any vertical of business, for any size of business. So we don't want to restrict ourselves. We pride ourselves in the fact that we go and sit with the customer and we listen to what they have to say. And hopefully through that conversation, we can make sure that our delivery meets the customer's expectations. So the experience with us meets the expectation.
Okay. Now, I want to just chat to you a little bit about how you measure the return on managed print services relationship. How measurable are the benefits? I'm specifically thinking here around return on investment and total cost of ownership.
So very, very measurable. I think what people don't understand, Duncan, is that there are certainly a lot of hidden costs that are associated to printing. I was reading an article earlier today from HP, strangely enough, that was published in 2015 back then, where they said for every $1 that is spent on printing, there's $9 spent on managing it.
Mm-hmm.
So people, when people think about printing, they think about the device, they think about the ink or the toner that sits in the device, and they think around the maintenance of that particular device. What they don't take into consideration is the document management side of it. Do you have a print policy that you need to enforce? Do you have any rules that you need to look at? Do you have a follow me type printing process in place where you can print to any printer and you walk up to the printer and pull that job? There's end user time that's not considered. How fast is the printer? How long does it take for that printer's first page to come out? What's the reliability like of that printer and what's the paper capacity? You don't want to be spending time putting paper in the printer all the time. So you've got to make sure that the capacity of the printer suits the need so you don't spend time doing small things like that because it does add up. And then obviously there's the IT support of it. So if you don't have the right tools and you don't have the right way of proactively managing that environment and you're relying on your own internal IT organization to manage a printer, it's one, finding the printer's gone down. What's gone down with the printer? Now that I've found it that it's down, I need to find out what's wrong with it. I need to report to the supplier that's looking after it what's wrong with it. I've got to do a follow-up call. I've got to send an email, make sure that it's all done. So it all takes time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what people forget, that the total cost of ownership, there's a lot of hidden costs in it. And that's what we try to highlight to customers. And we try and take that pain and that cost away by taking it over.
And I suppose often companies don't even realize they have those costs.
Absolutely. I think South Africa's, I suppose every country is unique. in my opinion, I think there's certain technologies that we adopt quite quickly in the country, and there's certain technologies that we don't even consider. So we do have a large SMB base in South Africa. You know, the definition of an SMB base in South Africa versus what the States or Europe considers SMBs, it's chalk and cheese. So, you know, they consider an SMB in Europe of 1,000 seats. For us, that's a corporate. So what we find is, especially in the smaller businesses, the guys see any sort of software or any sort of additional expense that could give them a good return with regards to printing as a nuisance, as waste of money, because they don't really understand it, they don't embrace it. So it's challenging having those conversations, but we seem to be winning that battle.
Yeah. Yeah, so I don't know if you've done any research on this, but are you able to determine on average the sort of total cost of ownership reductions in percentage terms that you bring once you start to work with your clients?
So it's different from customer to customer, Duncan. It's different. It's difficult for me to give you an average. You know, the stats out there that saves you up to 35% of your printing costs. Mm. There's some customers that have already embraced it, so you just go and change particular hardware or particular software in that environment that doesn't really reduce cost, but could make them more efficient in other ways, so that it has a better effect in the business. But on average, what we've done in our own business is that our business is structured in two silos. We have a transactional side to our business, and we have a value side to our business. So the value side of the business looks after the solution-based customer, where we go and sell solutions catered to that customer's environment.
Yeah.
So we do have customers that buy inks and toners from us on a transactional basis, and we try and convert those customers from a transactional basis to a solution. There, the savings are significant. Mm. I mean, on running costs alone, on ink and toner, the saving could be up to 40%.
Wow, that's amazing.
You know, so it depends on the size of the device that they have, depends on the number of devices that they have, and depends on what the customer wants to achieve. But there are some significant savings.
Yes. Now, William, before I let you go, I know that security is an issue around print, and it's not something that companies often think about. But these devices can often be a weak point in your infrastructure. Having a managed print services partner, how does that help companies address some of the security challenges around their print environments?
So Duncan, there's two aspects to it. There's the hardware itself, in terms of what type of product are you putting in the customer's environment, what sort of security services or features does that hardware come with, standard, that you don't have to add anything to it to make it more secure. And then there's obviously applications that you can put within the customer's environment that help drive the security within the customer's environment. So with HP, they're always saying that they're the most secure printer in the world, and you can understand why they say it. I mean, things like HP SureStart. What HP SureStart is, it's a feature on the HP printer that continuously does runtime intrusion detection on the printer, trying to see if the firmware or the BIOS of the system has been compromised in any way. If the device picks up that the BIOS or the firmware has been tampered with, it goes back to the original golden BIOS. So how that's structured is that there's two chips on the machine. The second chip is hidden away. And if that machine picks up that it's been compromised in any way, it refers to the second chip and reloads the golden BIOS. So from a security feature, you're getting PC notebook technology built into a printer.
Yes.
It's fantastic. So yes. That's a great security feature to have. And then there's obviously things like HP Access Control that allows you to enforce certain print policies that you have in your business that could help you from a printing perspective, that you can't print on certain websites, you can't print certain documents, you can block the printer down, that you can't put USB sticks into the printer, it can lock the printer down after a certain amount of time that no one can access that printer, you can change things on the control panel, you can limit certain users to only use certain functionality of that MFP, so they might be able to print to it and release a print job, but they can't scan, they can't copy, and they can't use the USB stick again. So there's many ways that you can tie down that device and help improve the company's security from that perspective. And then obviously there's encryption on the hard drives and all the devices that are built into the HP devices. There's obviously the certificates, security certificates that HP uses to when passing that job through the network in case it gets intercepted. So there's many ways that, that it's covered from that perspective.
Well, William, it's been a really interesting discussion. If anyone wants to learn more about IntroStat, what is the company's web address?
So it's www.introstat.co.za.
There we go. Could have guessed that.
Yeah.
William.
Straightforward, yeah.
Indeed. William.
It's interesting to try and sometimes spell the email address to people, IntroStat, but yeah.
Yeah, it's literally introduction, intro, and then statistic, IntroStat.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, William Dupria is Executive Sales Manager at IntroStat. Thanks so much for talking to Tech Central today.
Excellent. Thanks for having me, Duncan.